I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Blogs, newspapers, and of course, mega television stars are weighing in on the election. In its upcoming January issue, Black Enterprise magazine gives 6 reasons why Senator Barack Obama has what it takes to win the election. Derek Dingell is the executive editor of Black Enterprise, and he recently spent a week with Obama on the campaign trail in Iowa. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Farai. Pleasure to be here.
So what's your impression of Barack Obama after this week on the trail with him?
One thing that really was impressive about Senator Obama was his ability to connect with different constituencies, getting his message out there. In terms of connecting with them, with his message of hope, his authenticity, and also his whole push for having a more of a populist view and a less of a Washington mindset, that connected with large groups that he's talked to.
Now, what was the moment when you felt like you got to know him most on a level that you hadn't seen just by watching the news or reading other people's publications?
The opportunity was during our photo shoot. That was an opportunity where he was candid with us in terms of talking to him about the challenge that he had on the campaign trail. He talked about the fact that he had, missing his family and not being with his children was the most challenging aspect of it, as opposed to the usual canned political response. So we got an opportunity, myself, the news editor Nicole Richardson, and our senior photo editor Lonnie Majors, got a chance to really see a human side of him. And what makes him so appealing and accessible to different constituencies.
So you tick off 6 reasons why Obama should win. Just share one or two of them with us.
Well, I think the key is the message. I think he's the right candidate at the right time. Just as you've had major sea changes in politics, some generational with JFK in 1960, Bill Clinton in 1992, Obama pretty much fits that mold in terms of the message that he's presenting and how he is connecting with the electorate. I also think the fact that he's been able to raise funds, more than $80 million, and to get more donors than any other candidate, and largely from small donors. That says a lot about his candidacy and the fact that those small donors will also come out to the polls and their belief in his message. And I think there's been a lot of discussion about the African-American vote. I believe as the primary, we get heavy into primary season, you will see large numbers come out for him.
As you know, we on the show have interviewed multiple presidential candidates, both Democrat and Republican. Now, your magazine, publisher's Earl Graves Sr., he wrote, "What an Obama presidency has to offer is exactly what our nations need. This is why we are supporting Obama's candidacy with our time, our money, our influence, as well as our vote." Who's the we in that? Is the magazine actually endorsing Obama?
The we is Mr. Graves is endorsing the candidate. In terms of Black Enterprise, we're laying out the case that Obama is a viable presidential candidate. He has an opportunity to capture the White House, and this is in keeping with the coverage that we've had of other historic political campaigns. We did the same thing when Douglas Wilder ran for governor of Virginia and then gained the governorship. We also did it when Jesse Jackson ran in 1984 and 1988, as well as going back to the early 80s when Tom Bradley, the late mayor of Los Angeles, ran for governor of California. So it's important for Black Enterprise in terms of being the magazine of record as it relates to Black business and major developments to cover such events such as this.
Now, Derek, let me just bring up a countervailing opinion. We spoke with writer Shelby Steele recently, and he's got a book called A Bound Man. In it, he argues why he thinks Obama can't pull off a victory. Steele gives one reason why.
The problem is that he doesn't quite yet know who he is and know what his deep convictions are. And when he talks about change, what change does he foresee specifically? What direction does he want to take the country in? That's where I think he runs into trouble.
Now, Derek, when you spoke to voters who said that they weren't pulling for Obama, did they give reasons, including race, perhaps?
Surprisingly, and I was surprised that race wasn't the reason that came up when we interviewed some of the people that came to his town halls. Experience was one of them. You know, the whole issue of not having been in the in national politics for years. In terms of his vision and in terms of his ability to respond to their questions, whether it was about terrorism, health care, what have you, he was very effective. I went to Gundy Center, Iowa, which is a largely Republican stronghold, and at an event where he had 250 in attendance, which doesn't sound like large numbers, but for Iowa and the caucuses, that is a very important group. He was able to sway almost half that group in terms of his message and gain support. So when he gets an opportunity to talk on the stump, so to speak, he is very persuasive to a variety of different audiences.
Now, your magazine has been covering, among other things, the real estate market. There's a lot of flux in America right now. The ripples are affecting this country. They're affecting the rest of the world. How do you think your coverage of politics intersects with how you're covering economics?
I think it's important. The next president, as well as the next Congress, will have to deal with a number of major economic issues, one being the fallout from the whole subprime crisis. We're now seeing a slowdown in terms of consumer spending during this holiday season, which is directly tied to the crisis and the fact that gaining credit is becoming much tougher. And as we know, the consumer spending has been fueling this economy. So there's a nexus between political policy and economics, and that's something that's going to be felt by our readership as well as the public at large.
One last thing. When you look at what's going on with the economy today, how hard is it going to be for whoever becomes president to dig out?
It's going to be tough. It's going to be a situation where next president is going to have to make some tough choices. It's going to have to make some tough choices in terms of deficit reduction, tough choices in terms of whether they're going to have to look at reversing the tax policy to generate revenues, tough in terms of gaining confidence in the world community in terms of the American economy and bringing the dollar up. So the challenges are pretty massive, and it's going to take time to work through that. But the first 4 years of whoever gains the presidency will be telling whether they will get reelected and be able to continue a program that will get this country on solid economic footing.
Derek, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Derek Dingell is the executive editor of Black Enterprise magazine and a vice president of Earl G. Graves' publishing company. He joined me from our NPR studios in New York.